The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome to a new edition of our podcast. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Our question today comes from Bastian in Rostock, who would like to know why natural gas has an odor or smells. Natural gas covers about one-fourth of the world's energy demand. It is found in underground sites and is quite environmentally friendly. As a fossil fuel, meaning oil, coal, and natural gas, natural gas produces the least amount of carbon dioxide when burned. Gas explosions are an example of what can happen when natural gas energy is released in an uncontrolled manner, leaving a devastating aftermath. It is exactly this characteristic that has to do with our question. Hans Nowak, a chemistry teacher, explains why natural gas has an odor.
Erdgas, wenn's aus der Erde kommt.
Natural gas has no odor at all when it comes out of the ground, and that can be very dangerous. So, chemists ask themselves, why don't we add an odorant to the gas and use our noses as a warning?
Warnorgan einsetzen.
The statement, it smells like gas, is not really correct. It is actually the additives that warn us of a gas leak through their odor. These additives are generally known as odorants. They all have an important characteristic. They spread a really unpleasant sulfur-like smell. In the meantime, there are even sulfur-free substances that, nevertheless, have the typical odor. Hans Nowak explains. Some time ago, sulfurous mercaptans were solely used as an additive. Because natural gas contains a considerable amount of this substance, which is a burden on the environment, several countries have also chosen alternative additives for such an odor. Contrary to many beliefs, natural gas is neither poisonous nor cancer-causing, nor are the strong-smelling additives. The natural gas that is used daily in households for cooking and heating or driving a car already existed millions of years ago, out of plant remains and microorganisms that sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Layer upon layer of these deposits and sediments formed until they became an important supply of energy through the exclusion of air, compression, and high temperatures. Well, that's it for today. Until next week, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.